This is the way. Nag, nag, nag. Jesus didn't nag, and neither should we. One definition of the word nag is to worry or annoy continually. Almost all people love peace and quiet and try to escape from a continual barrage of reminders or criticisms. Too often, the word is applied to women, but men can also be nags. The Bible tells us that words can be like continual dripping on a very rainy day. Proverbs 27, verse 15 to 16. It seems true that a person who constantly finds fault, worries or urges us to do something will grate on our nerves in time, whether they are a man or a woman. The problem lies in the nature and character of the one doing the nagging. Sometimes they do not realize that they are getting on everyone's nerves. Sometimes they simply will not believe that they are nags. The gift of God is eternal life to all who believe. Believing carries with it the responsibility to change. Every flaw within us needs to be recognized and worked with. Finding something wrong with everything and everybody is an attitude that not only needs to, but can be changed. God would not require us to be a new person every day if it were not possible. We can start by paying attention to our words. Stop and think before the words spill out of our mouths. When we pause and think, we can learn how to make our speech show love and concern to all we meet. We can even learn to speak with words that will make people want to listen. Colossians 4 verse 6. When Jesus spoke, crowds gathered because his words were words of encouragement. Never once did Jesus nag. Be like him. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.